This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Super excited to have this gentleman on my show. The company came on my radar about 4 or 5 months ago. We're talking about Manganese X Energy Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MNXXF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol MN. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Martin Kettman. Martin, welcome to the show.
Hi. Glad to be here. Very excited to talk about Manganese X and what's really going on within our company.
Well, before we get to the Q&A, give my listeners, if you would, a little bit of a backstory or about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Great question. Okay. We started in 2016 under Manganese X Energy Corp. As you said, we're a publicly traded company, and we have ticker symbols MN on Vancouver, Venture, OTC, MNXXF, and also we have a very large following in Europe, and our ticker symbol there is 9SC2, very important, and we've got worldwide following now, and as you probably see, we're getting tremendous volumes and tremendous interest on our stock, and our purpose is to become the first North American company to commercialize manganese by producing ultra-high pure EV battery-grade manganese products for the EV and backup storage industries. We have a very large property called Battery Hill in New Brunswick, Canada. And the Battery Hill deposit is in the Holston Woodstock property, which is very close to Maine. It consists of 55 claims totaling 1,200 hectares located in New Brunswick, and it's in Canada. On the East Coast. Deposits have excellent location, being approximately 5 kilometers northwest of the town of Woodstock, and is very easily accessible from the Trans-Canada Highway, that's one of our main highways in Canada, via all-weather roads. It is strategically situated 10 miles from the U.S. Maine border, and the town there is called Holston, Maine, near existing power transmission lines, railway, and road access that provide suitable transport to major shipping lanes on the Atlantic Ocean and the St. Lawrence Seaway. We saw a huge demand for manganese, because manganese, what happened was we took this over in 2016, and we had a vision, and it was very interesting. We were one of the few companies that had this vision about being environmentally green, zero emissions, all the good answers, and we saw that manganese was going to be the future mineral. Okay, so we see now that there's a huge demand for manganese, especially for this backup storage batteries, EV batteries, which is electric vehicle batteries, and of course, in the household, there's all those disposable batteries, which are definitely made from manganese. So there's a lot of demand all over the world for manganese. And what's going on is that manganese right now in the EV battery space, electrical vehicle battery space, it has been really recognized because it's more robust, it has higher density, and gives more distance to batteries than the conventional batteries that they were using before. Recently, Tesla has come up and are using now one-third manganese and two-thirds nickel in their upcoming EV batteries, okay? Before, they were using 10% manganese. So that's a big increase from 10% to a third because of the fact of its great factors, what it's giving to the batteries.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on the show is I wanted you to tell us about your development of your ultra-high EV battery-grade manganese product. I think it achieves about 99.9% purity, which is electric vehicle, you know, compliant and low containment. So I wanted to, if you would, extrapolate a little bit why you guys are so excited about that.
So we are working with a great engineering company, first of all, out of Vancouver, Canada, which is on the West Coast, called Cometco Research Corporation. For the last 4 to 5 years, they're a tremendous company, and they're one of the expert companies that we met that really know manganese. So that's a big factor, because we went to a lot of different other companies, and we feel very, very comfortable with them, and they're really, they understand our objectives and goals, okay? We've developed a manganese product, which is called MnSO4. The end product is a white powder, believe it or not, a pure white powder. It's MnSO4. It's called manganese sulfate, okay? And it's a precursor to the cathode, which is EV compliant. Now, the whole key about this is, I'll talk to you about the percentage of 99.95. It's low contaminant, and it is very important not to have any contamination near the cathode or going into the cathode, because it will decay the cathode. So when we're talking about these expensive electric vehicle batteries, the powder, the product, the manganese sulfate has to be really pure with no contaminants, and the quality has to be really up there, and we've achieved that. We have now achieved 99.95% purity, and we are now continuing to reduce our processing costs and lower the contamination levels, and it is definitely now EV compliant, which is a key factor.
You know, you guys just put out a recent press release. One of your joint ventures is with Pure Bioactics. How's that coming along? And give us a little bit more of an update of how that venture is going to help you guys out.
Okay, so it's really called Pure Biotics, all right? And I just want to give you a little bit of history. Our main business right now is manganese. But we did establish another 100% owned subsidiary of manganese called Disruptive Battery, which was striving to achieve innovation and reinvention, meeting increasing social and environmental concerns. We figured that we would have this subsidiary to enhance shareholder value, you know, to at least and try to go on and see if there's any businesses that we can integrate into Disruptive Battery. And lo and behold, we were approached to buy this U.S. patent for an HVAC technology, and which we are currently developing right now. It's basically an air purification delivery system with an air mist disinfectant. So what happened was we got this U.S. patent. We were looking to find an expert that would work with us with this air mist disinfectant, because the HVAC system goes in and it works through the vents, and it goes through the vents, and it's pushed through the ducts into the air into all the different rooms of the building or the houses or wherever it goes. So it's going into every individual space, suspended in the air. It goes in through the vents, it's forced in, goes into the surface, it's suspended in the air, and then eventually it just circles back into all the different surfaces of the room. So that's a key factor. But the problem we had was we were looking for a very effective air mist disinfectant that would go into our HVAC system. And lo and behold, after searching many, many months, we found an expert called Mr. Lino Morris, who has 35 years experience in infectious diseases. And he also had a company called Pure Biotics that were producing very similar products that we were looking for. So this was a marriage in heaven, you know, and we did a lot of research on this product, and it was such positive responses to this product, and it is organic. So we made a joint venture with them. We just produced a joint venture with them.
And how does Virginia State University tie into this?
Okay, I just want to talk about something very quickly. Virginia State is definitely going to be testing our biofilm for COVID-19 and other bacteria and infectious diseases and viruses. But the whole key about what we're trying to do is that we want to, when we use our mist, it's going to go into the room and circulate up in the air and also on the surfaces. And I just want to give you one quick little education, because...
Yes, please do.
So there's something called biofilm. I want to talk about biofilm. Biofilm covers almost all surfaces, from human skin and organs to kitchen countertops and acts as a protective environment for viruses. Now, let me explain something. This is like plaque on your teeth. And Lino explained to me it's just layers and layers of protective environment for viruses. So, like, for instance, if you have COVID-19, it goes into the biofilm and it's covered and it's protected and it spreads around. It's infectious. So it's like plaque on your teeth. So biofilm is calculated by the CDC, responsible for 80% of all infections. Isn't that interesting? And it's transmitted through touching object surfaces by humans and everywhere else. And a solution would be to clean all the way to the microscopic level, to the core of the biofilm and deconstruct the biofilm. You gotta kill it and go right down to the bottom, okay? And by removing the film, it may decrease the spread of infections in COVID-19. That's what we're looking for. We have to say it may. So right now, matter of fact, we just engaged Virginia State University to do all this testing, to test the biofilm. Because if it can do what we anticipate to do, and I've seen some of the test results that Lino Morris from Pure Biotics already did. He worked in some hospitals using certain type of this Pure Biotics, and it looked very effective. But we have to get it validated by a university, and Virginia is one of the most recognized universities to do this testing. And I feel from the bottom of my heart, I don't think they would waste their time with us if they didn't think they had a chance to do something really productive.
We have about 20 seconds left. I want to thank you for coming on the show, but what is it that you really want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
That we're a company striving to enhance shareholder value. We've got manganese that we're really concentrating on, and the future of manganese is tremendous because of all the mega factories and wherever everybody's starting to turn around and use manganese, and our Pure Biotic, other division is really, really effective, and we have a great potential to do something good for this world, because if we can achieve what we think we're going to achieve or have a possibility, it can really affect the world and COVID-19 and save a lot of lives.
As for my listeners, take a look at this Manganese X Energy Corp that we're here highlighting today on Stock Day Podcast. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MNXXF. If you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TX Venture under the ticker symbol MN. And if you're out there in Frankfurt, you can find them on their stock exchange under the ticker symbol NSC2. Martin, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll become a regular, come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update, please.
Thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.